All right, let's go at this again. Now, if you were listening to the first hour of our show, you know we had a little producing issue with New Music Tuesday, but I understand unless they're playing with me in there. Oh, I got two thumbs up. I got four thumbs up from the control room that Lizzie Goodman from Blender Magazine is on the line and her phone is working. Hooray. Lizzie, are you there?
I am,
Oh,
yes.
I'm
Thank you
so
very much.
glad you didn't tease me. They gave me the list of new music. I got so excited. Destroyer, Be Your Own Pet, The Kills, and of course, Florida. We need to talk about this. Are you ready?
I am so ready. So ready.
All right. A new one from Destroyer called Trouble in Dreams. Explain Destroyer.
Yeah, this new album, Trouble and Dreams, is I mean, it's his eighth record, and most people know the person behind Destroyer, Daniel Behar, I think is how you say it, from his slightly more famous band, New Pornographers. But I really prefer his solo stuff as Destroyer. And this, like I said, it's his eighth record. He's been doing this forever. And the last album and this album are both sort of way more listenable than some of the stuff he's done in the past. So I'm very excited about him becoming famous this time around for being the guy from Destroyer as opposed to being the guy from the New Pornographers.
All right, so when we talk about Destroyer, we talk about it as a him, one person of project.
Yeah, I mean, he works with different band mates, but yeah, the sort of central character in the Destroyer story is Daniel, and it's just so gloriously wacky. I love this music. It's just truly odd in the best sense.
All right. Well, apparently, maybe you knew this, that there's a Destroyer drinking game. Have
Ooh,
you did you know that
no,
that
speaking of drinking, yeah,
Exactly.
let's.
No, we're gonna do orange juice because it's the morning. So apparently you drink once for every reference to the way a woman moves, once for a mention of death, one drink for an archaic or ostentatiously formal or foreign language term,
Nice.
one that references weather, meteorological phenomena, sun or snow, drink for the use of a woman's name. Okay, let's play Leopard of Honor.
Okay.
Jenny fell like a ton of bricks.
One drink.
She travels in and out of you like some shade whistling Dixie.
Right, that's another drink too.
I didn't know why, I guess I was high. Sick mansions, freckled disguise, and for Christ's sakes, inhabit me.
We're up to three.
I was dead on my feet.
Dead.
Asleep for days.
Five drinks. I think that's enough. I don't know if people can take that much liquid in that short a period of time.
Exactly. It's a lot of vitamin C there we just got. Yeah.
I understand why there are comparisons to Dylan.
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, it's a good sign when you're an artist and you get the sort of big comparisons. You get Lou
Right.
Reed, you get David Bowie, you get Dylan. So I think he has sort of the kind of wittiness of some of the fantastic 90s indie rock bands like Pavement, Guided by Voices. But when you're getting Dylan and Bowie comparisons, you kind of think, all right, I win. You know, yay me.
Somebody else is getting comparisons for people who want a stripped down boy girl duo who are not the White Stripes. You might like The Kills. Midnight Boom is the new album. Let's listen to a track called Sour Cherry and we'll talk about it on the other side.
Shout when you want to get off the ride.
Say, I like The Kills, and this sounds a little like it has a little more texture than some of their other more stripped down sounding material. Is that true of the whole album?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's the Midnight Boom, that phrase apparently refers to the moment that the moon comes up and everyone else goes to bed, which is like very much a Kills vibe. You know, there's sort of this apocalyptic, oh, the world is ending, but we still look beautiful and are chain smoking kind of band. And but yeah, this record, you're absolutely right. I mean, this record is more listenable. It's more melodic. It's a little more electro than and less sort of willfully garagey than some of their earlier albums. And it's a little more varied. The songs, that song doesn't necessarily sort of reflect the entire sense of the record. There's a lot of variety on this album, whereas their other albums tend to be a little sort of stick to one theme and then go with it. So this is definitely a step forward for them.
All right, let's get a full disclosure about our next group. That you love this band. Be Your Own Pet.
Yes.
Out of Nashville. Why do you love Be Your Own Pet?
I think they are the best young rock band out there right now. I mean, they're very young still. They're all kind of, I think one of them may have turned 21, so that's very exciting. But they've been around at this point for quite a while, for at least a couple years. And they're on Thurston Moore's label, Ecstatic Peace, and they sort of, that's kind of how they first came onto the scene. But I just think that they write incredibly simple, spare, aggressive punk rock in a really traditional sense, but it also has so much spirit and personality that it feels really fresh, which is the ethos of punk. I mean, that's, they're kind of doing it again, and they're doing it right.
If you can be fresh in 2008, I'm for you.
Yeah.
Let's listen to Creepy Crawl.
It's the same for
reminds me of Veruca Salt.
Yeah,
a little bit.
That song, totally. That song sounds, I hear that. It's this album, Get Awkward, which is their second record.
That's a great name.
Isn't it great? I know. It's just, it's very witty. They're very, I love them because they have a good sense of humor about themselves. They have a sense of humor about how young they are, but they also take themselves very seriously. You see a lot of young bands who are sort of either super arrogant or kind of, obnoxiously bashful. You know, we're just so young and naive, and they're just the perfect balance of being neither of those things. They have a lot of confidence, but they aren't sort of hedonistic party kids. They really have a strong sort of rock, a strong appreciation for the history of what they're doing. And I think that song in particular reflects what they're doing on this new record, which has changed from the earlier record. It's more melodic. Like, you would never have said, oh, they sound like Veruca Salt before. You would have said they sound like, DC punk rock. Mm. They are becoming more listenable, which I hope means that more people will actually listen to them.
And finally, the rapper Flo Rida, but I'm going to spell this. That's Flo Rida. Let me guess. He's from a southern state on the bottom of the East Coast, Florida?
Yes, exactly. You're a genius. I don't know. Yeah. There's a lot of, the whole southern rap thing is obviously a huge part of contemporary hip-hop right now, and in particular Florida has produced a lot of interesting artists in the last couple years, T-Pain, Rick Ross. And of course, it's so funny because whenever you know, a new person comes on the scene, of course, they're always associated. It's like a big rap family, you know. They all seem to work together, work on each other's albums together, and help each other get exposed. And Flo Rida is the new guy, the new Florida rapper. And when Taylor Swift, who's currently on our cover, this fantastic country artist, new country artist, she mentioned to me during the Grammy weekend that she was like, oh my God, I met Flo Rida backstage. I was like, oh man, the worlds are colliding in all kinds of crazy ways here. So if she knows who he is, then he's huge.
All right. Well, his new track is not downloadable yet. It's going to be on an album called Mail on Sunday. So Lizzie Goodman, as we say goodbye to you, we'll listen to the song that was a big hit, top of the charts, really recent. It's Flo Rida's Low. Lizzie Goodman from Blender Magazine, thanks for guiding us through New Music Tuesday.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, that's it for this hour of the Bryant Park Project. Thanks so much for joining us today. We hope you'll come back tomorrow. I'm Allison Stewart. Please do come visit us on the web at npr.org/Bryant Park. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Hey, I ain't never seen none that'll make me go this crazy. I'm not spinning my dough. And $1 million bobbing about it to go.